Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to episode 286 of the Player Podcast. Before we get started, I want to give a big thank you to both old and new additions to our crew tuning in to listen to us do what we do. What's that, Arsene?
Talk about video games.
Talk about video games every Thursday of every week. We gather around the virtual water cooler, discuss video games and the culture surrounding them. I'm your host, Joseph Hooper, a.k.a. The Hoop Man, along with my co-host, America's number one announcer, Arsene Lakpa.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is I, Arsene Lakpa, and I want to welcome you all to the Player Podcast. All right, that's all I have time for, everybody. Sorry, that's all they pay me for.
Speaking of time, I haven't told you what this week's topic is yet, have I?
You have not. That's okay. I like to work it on the fly.
Well, we're going to need all the time we can get in this week's episode, because today we're starting phase one of a little thing that I like to call April Annihilation. All right?
Doing
April Annihilation, playing off the alliteration from March Madness. All right.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is build a bracket.
Ooh.
We're going to build a bracket to determine the number one game of Player's 2024 April Annihilation. So I'll tell you how we're going to do this. All right. We're going to, so in typical, if you don't know, for March Madness, the bracket is built up in regions. So you have West, East, I don't know. You would think it would be North and South. I'm not even 100% sure it is. No, it isn't. It's West, East, Midwest, and South. So North, just the North, apparently. we're going to do something similar. So we're going to have four categories, Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo, and Indie.
All right.
And we're going to figure out who are going to be the entrants, the participants to actually even make the bracket. And then once we have the bracket, depending on how long it takes, every week we'll do a little bit more of the matchups to ultimately crown a winner for April Annihilation.
I like this.
So how we're going to do this is, first, we're going to go for each category and just brainstorm games that we think deserve to make the bracket. Now, if you don't know, March Madness is not always all the best teams. It's not usually all the best teams. Sometimes it's like, okay, this is a smaller team, but they won their whatever bumfuck championship in the Midwest, so they get an invitation to March Madness. So it doesn't have to be the top, but a lot of times there are certain teams that are going to, without a doubt, make it. You got your Kentuckys, your UNCs, your Purdue's. So we'll try and have a good balance of everything. So first, we'll brainstorm ideas, and then we'll find a way to randomize a little bit, to add that little hint of randomness that always happens with March Madness when it comes to the first round matchups.
Okay.
So I'll give you your pick, and we'll make rules as we go, because this is just made up by me today. But I'll give you your pick on which category we can draft games from first.
Wait, I have a question.
Yes.
I might have missed it.
No, probably not.
Are these new games?
Great question. Let's brainstorm. Do we want to do 10-year cutoff? Like games that came out in the last decade, games that came out this generation, games that came out in the last 5 years.
Which
would be this generation.
I would say, last 10 years would be a two generation.
That's a little big.
Let's do five, or let's do. Also, it's kind of tough too, because it's like, if I say, all right, let's just do current generation. Switch has been around for 7 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe Switch can hang with, you know.
Yeah.
PS5. Well, honestly, wait a minute. Sony might need a little help. How many PS5 games we got?
Sony, Xbox needs help out of anybody. We're talking about Xbox Series X.
You're right. How many of those? consoles have enough for a full bracket? I'm thinking.
I mean, what we can do per? Is like, we're gonna do eight per, and to do this, we don't have to do all exclusives. We can do like timed exclusives, like games we particularly associate with that. Like, Stray would be a PlayStation game, for example.
Let's do 10 years. Let's do 10 years.
10 years. Okay. We're going to do a 10 year and we're going to miss some stuff. I think that's a part of Mars Madness. We'll brainstorm. We'll see if we can figure out what would be locks. And if we miss stuff, we miss stuff. And I think that that will help with the chaos of the whole bracket, because if everything we do is obvious, then I think it makes the whole thing less exciting. All right. So what category should we start off first? Which console or indie category?
Let's do Sony.
Okay. PlayStation. So we need eight locks to make the bracket. Let me do numbered lists.
Okay.
And let's just rattle off some. And then once we have like a list of maybe like 15 or 20, we'll lock some stuff in.
Last of Us.
So it's one?
Last of Us part one. Well, I guess we'll do part one since that is the first.
We can put them both on there. Last of Us part two.
Sure, we'll put both on there.
God of War 2018.
God of War 2018. Ooh, I think Infamous Second Son just missed the cutoff.
When did it come out?
March 21st, 2014. So that's 10 years. It's 10 years and like 10 days.
Let's scrap it. It can't make it. We got too many stuff. Horizon Zero Dawn. What was the release date for that? I think that definitely came after Infamous Second Son.
That was 2017? No, not 2017. Yeah, it was definitely like, yeah. Zero Dawn for sure. We'll keep it on there. Rift Apart, Ratchet and Clank.
Okay. Let me... Rift Apart, Spider-Man, all of the Spider-Man.
I think Spider-Man needs like just one.
I mean, we'll narrow it down.
Okay, after. You're right.
When did Days Gone come out?
Days Gone was definitely within the past 10 years.
2019. You said Uncharted?
Yeah. Uncharted 4. Ghost of Tsushima.
Okay. Give me a second. My door's rattling like there's some spirits in the bedroom.
Oh,
because the window is open.
They so get them, y'all.
While I close the window, you have the list. Just rattle off some more while I'm gone.
All right. Persona 5. Do we want to go Persona 5 Royal? We'll start with Persona 5 and maybe we'll switch it to Royal later. Bloodborne. You can't forget Bloodborne. I think somebody out there would probably actually have an aneurysm if we had forgotten that. We did God of War 2018. Maybe we'll throw Ragnarok on as well, just because okay, you're bad. We added three while you're gone, and rounding it out with a fourth one.
Returnal is good.
Returnal.
What is stuff that came out this year or like recently?
Stellar also Blade. Horizon.
We haven't even played that yet, though. That's not even out.
Did that actually drop? Yeah.
No, it didn't. What is the new Horizon Zero Dawn called?
Forbidden West.
Oh, yeah. Horizon Forbidden West.
It's crazy. We all forgot.
I'm putting Astro's Horizon. Playroom on there.
Put Astro's Playroom on there, man.
I mean, that game's fire.
Journey. Can we throw Journey on there?
Sure.
Did that originally come out? It says 2015 here. No, that's 2012. Oh, no. We got to take that off. That was the OG release.
What else is there? Should we put a Gran Turismo on there?
Yeah, let's put a Gran Turismo. Did that door just open up behind you?
I don't think I closed it.
Y'all. This man is haunted. I didn't close it. He's haunted, y'all. What are we going to do about this? We can't have, it's not the Haunted Haunted podcast. It's the Player Player podcast. No ghosts allowed. Sorry.
Okay.
I mean to be ghostist.
We said Gran Turismo what?
I don't know which one. Let's say 7. I think that one just came out.
Can we get 4 more on this list?
We definitely can, but I can't think of any. I'm gonna keep it a buck with you. Oh, what are we talking about? Final Fantasy?
Oh, yeah, we're asleep.
What are we doing? Final Fantasy 16, of course.
Oh, Final Fantasy 16. Let's put it on there.
You got to put it on there.
We got to put it on there.
And for Final Fantasy 7, are we doing remake or rebirth? Are we doing both?
We'll put both on there. Helldivers.
Helldivers. It's taking the world by storm. 20.
All right. Next category. Let's try Xbox.
Let's do Xbox.
All right. Sea of Thieves.
Sea of Thieves. Excellent.
Grounded.
Grounded. Redfall.
Redfall.
Holy.
No. I mean, I'll keep it on there.
Halo Infinite.
Halo Infinite. Hi-Fi Rush.
Hi-Fi Rush.
Pentiment. Let's name all the games that went to PlayStation.
Oh. Sunset Overdrive. Oh, wait. That might have been
check the date on that. Forza Horizon 5.
Forza Horizon 5. And you might have to put 4 on there, too. Because
Starfield.
Hellblade.
Deathloop.
Deathloop is owned by? That was a PS5 exclusive at first.
But they own it now. I mean, if Deathloop's not going on this list, okay, I think it needs to go on the other list.
All right, you're right.
But Xbox is going to need help anyway, so.
They are going to need some help. Gears 5.
Gears 5.
Very solid game.
I'm honestly not even really thinking right now. Now it's like, all right, now it kind of gets difficult. Cuphead.
I don't know.
Xbox exclusive.
Was it really?
Yeah. It started at Xbox exclusive.
Xbox and PC. I think I remember that kind of.
Yeah, because I don't know if it was originally on Game Pass, but it was definitely marketed as an Xbox game.
All right. I don't think it was Xbox Game Pass.
Was Game Pass even out back then? To be honest,
it might have been
started in 2018.
Yeah, no, then it wasn't.
Psychonauts 2, I'm throwing on there.
That works. Can we put?
See.
I was gonna say Tunic, but
nah.
Only if we need it.
Yeah, I think that goes in the indie category. But
Flight Simulator.
Flight Simulator will go on the list.
Cocoon might have to also.
No.
High on Life, published by Xbox.
Okay. High on Life can go on there.
We'll put it in there. Can we say Immortality? I mean, that's kind of just
name it. Hold on.
Diablo.
There we go. I mean, is there a COD that we can put on there?
Not yet.
Oh, you're right, because Diablo is published.
Who is Diablo published by? Oh wait, that's Blizzard.
But that was before they got purchased. But they own it now, so
yeah. So I guess that means we can put a COD on there.
We could, but I don't even know which COD. Okay.
Within of the past, I will say, is it fair to do just Call of Duty Warzone and separate it from any of the iterations? So there's a Warzone and a Warzone 2. But I think Warzone was kind of tied with Call of Duty Modern Warfare, Black Ops Cold War, and World War II or something like that, or World War I. So maybe we can just like say forget those and just say Warzone.
I'll put Warzone in there just to make it interesting. Two more. Can we think of two more? Let me look up Xbox releases.
We might have to do Forza 4.
Forza Horizon 4.
Or Forza Motorsport 7. It just dropped.
One second.
Or no, that one did not just drop. That's the last one.
Oh, The Outer Worlds we should probably put on there.
Okay, sure.
And then, yeah, I guess we can put on... We said Forza, or was there one more that we, what you mentioned?
The Outer Worlds. I just said Forza Motorsport 8.
All right. Or
I think it's just called Forza Motorsport. No number.
Forza Motorsport. Okay. I mean, this is fine. We can keep this list. We don't have to go
hit a 20. We could pull something.
When did Killer Instinct come out?
The new one. Yeah. It had to have been within the past.
It's 2013.
They remastered or something, I think. Does that count?
No, it doesn't count.
Wait. I don't know. The Windows 10 version and
we could put Crash 4 or whatever.
Crash 4. Put it on here.
Okay. Like the category doesn't really matter that much. Like the region doesn't really matter. It's just kind of like for organization purposes.
That is true.
All right, Nintendo.
This should be a easy list.
Mario Odyssey,
Mario Party Superstars, Breath of the Wild.
Breath of the Wild in here. Mario Party Superstar.
Mario Kart 8 Deluxe.
Super Smash Bros. Ultimate.
Smash Ultimate, correct.
Pikmin 4?
Yeah. It was Pokemon Scarlet Violet.
We should have put Pal World on the Xbox list.
Oh,
I'm taking Crash off.
Yeah, swap out Crash. Put
Pal World on there. We need a Pal World Pokemon matchup somewhere in the bracket. Anyways.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Pokemon,
is there a Luigi's Mansion in there?
Did 3 come out on a Switch? I think it did.
But what year?
All Switch games are within 7 years.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So anything on Switch will be good. Let's do Splatoon 3.
We're missing some big ones.
Metroid Breath of the Wild. Oh, yeah. We're missing Tears of the Kingdom, of course.
Yeah. Here's the Kingdom. Bayonetta, what, 3? Or is it
Bayonetta
4?
Bayonetta
3, yeah. Bayonetta 3. Animal Crossing. Emblem, 3 Houses.
Okay.
Animal Crossing.
Kirby, Forgotten Land.
There you go. Mario, should we do like Mario Tennis?
Yeah, throw Mario Tennis Aces on there. Xenoblade 3.
Yep, that's a good one. When you're trying to think of these so fast, it's like harder than I would expect.
I'm sorry, I missed it. I was blowing my nose.
Oh, I was saying when you're trying to come up with these really fast, it's harder than you expect.
That is true. You're trying to think on the fly. That's why I have a trusty list right here.
What else are we missing, then, Mr. List guy?
Is there
anything big that we're missing?
Big? I mean, we could do another Pokemon. We could do Arceus, whatever, however you want to say.
Yeah, let's put it on there. Have we captured all the Mario? Mario Wonder,
Mario World, Mario 3D World, plus Bowser's Fury. But that's technically a
remake.
Well, yeah, it's like an expanded port.
What was that one game? Tetris 99.
Okay. Wait, we gotta put arms on here.
Oh, okay. I'll put arms on there.
Yeah, you need some, you know, okay, some really strong.
We'll lock Tetris. It there. If we forget, I mean, we could put Tetris on there in place of something else, but I think this is a fine list.
Okay.
Unless if you feel strongly about something that needs to go on, by all means, let me know. All right, we'll do third party / indie.
Okay. Can we take a quick break? I need to go blow my nose. Sorry.
Oh, absolutely. I'll talk to the audience for just a little bit. All right. For everybody that's keeping track at home, we have 20 titles from PlayStation, Xbox, and Nintendo. Now, ultimately, we're only locking in 8 titles. So what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to look and agree either on 3 each or our top 6. All right. And now you may be saying, Joseph, that's only 6. You said you're locking in 8. The last 2 will be randomly decided through elimination. All right.
I've returned.
Okay, perfect. I was just telling the people how we were going to decide on the final 8 for each category, but I'll continue the explanation after we finish this last category.
All right.
Third party indie. Now I'll let you make the call. Do we want to open it up to all third party games, or would that be too big? Should we only focus on indies?
If we do all third party, that's going to,
it's a wide net.
Yeah, it's a wide net.
You want to do indies only?
Yeah, sorry, third parties, y'all.
Sorry, third party fans. All right, Tunic, Cocoon,
Hades,
Celeste,
Hollow Knight,
Cuphead's on the Xbox One.
Oh, dang! All right, Blasphemous.
Interesting. Okay,
it's a solid game.
Should we put Inscription?
Inscription, that is a solid pick.
I'm trying to think. Should we put, I was going to say Dave the Diver, but
that's too controversial, man.
Yeah. Does Baldur's Gate 3 qualify for this category?
I think that one's also technically controversial.
Okay. All right. Dead Cells?
Dead Cells, yep.
Was that pre? That was post 20.
That was post 2014 for sure.
Okay.
What about Undertale? I think that might be on the
line.
Right on the line. Let's get a quick fact check. Hold up. Undertale released 2015. Okay.
All right. Undertale makes it. What about
Outer Wilds?
Oh, come on now.
Yeah.
Can't be playing around with Outer Wilds' name. Before Your Eyes? Did you play that?
I did not play that, unfortunately.
You're asleep. You're actually asleep.
It was not before my eyes. I have it purchased, yeah, and I'm ready to play it, but.
Okay.
Shovel Knight.
Superhot?
I'll throw Superhot in there. Gungeon.
Enter the Gungeon.
Stanley Parable? Balatro? We'll throw Balatro in there.
Balatro. Stanley Parable. Okay.
Katana Zero?
What about the one where it's like Katana Zero, but you're killing all those people in the room? Hotline Miami.
Oh, that one was 2012. Who? Maybe we can do Hotline Miami 2.
Who?
Yeah.
Okay, you said, which one did you say just before that? Katana Zero. Little Nightmares. Little Nightmares 2? Oh, It Takes Two.
It Takes Two has to be on this list. This one's filling up way too fast.
It's a little fast. It's filling up a little fast here.
Do we spin a slot on Vampire Survivors?
I don't know about that. I don't know. Let me see.
Rocket League? That's,
Rocket League probably has to go on there.
Yeah, I think Rocket League has to.
Although it's technically not indie anymore.
Not anymore, of course. If we want to factor that in, we can cut it.
Ooh, just real quick addendum, something I forgot to mention.
Yes.
For the Xbox, we have to put Ori on there.
Okay, sure.
We can't not put Ori on there. But
we can do what we gotta do.
I think Flight Simulator.
Binding of Isaac Rebirth.
Oh, Binding of Isaac for sure.
Specifically okay. Rebirth, because that's when it came out in 2014, something like that. Yeah, 2014.
Okay. I think we got a good list. I think a couple that we might be missing. Inside Firewatch was one. Other than those two, I think we got a pretty good smattering. I'm trying to see if we missed anything.
I think we're pretty solid.
Pretty solid. Okay. We'll keep that. We'll have a snub for Inside and
Firewatch. Oh,
Disco Elysium. I forgot about that.
Ooh, yeah. Next time.
Okay. Next time, well, Disco Elysium
I feel like Disco Elysium and Inside, like Super Hot, could get a boot.
Super Hot getting the boot.
Well, I guess.
What about?
I'll let you take Blast from Katana Zero. I know you don't care. Katana Zero. I mean.
Oh, Blasphemous would be a good one to take off.
I mean, I guess you could take them off, man. You could take them off.
Blasphemous?
I ain't going to fight you, either one.
All right. Okay. Just going back to the Xbox list real quick. Any of these you don't feel strongly about to put Ori on this?
Honestly, I wanted to say Deathloop, but Deathloop has to be on there. Flight Sim. This is a tough one. If anything, I'd go Diablo. Diablo or Redfall. But I think we need Redfall on there.
Wait, no. Let's take Redfall off. Because Redfall is going to get out first round no matter what.
Okay, you're right. You're right.
It might not even make the list. Anyways.
It might not make the list. Yeah.
Now we need to narrow this down into.
Let's do it. Let's chop them up.
A list of eight. Let me ask you a question. We can do this one of two ways. We're going to pick our top six. And then the last two, I have a way of randomly selecting which last two games are going to be put in. But for the top six, do we want to both like playground style, select one and one? Or do we want to like unanimously decide on a top six?
Playground
is like, okay, I'm the captain, you the captain, you choose this one, I choose this one, you choose
draft
this
pick.
A little draft pick, yeah.
Okay, and then the other person has no say? That's crazy.
That is, but like
that's how
do you want to like try him?
No,
because these are all so good. Like I'm like, this is hard to like narrow it down.
I like your idea.
Let's add one stipulation. Once one game of a franchise is chosen, the second one is automatically eliminated.
Okay.
To avoid it being like same down the list.
All right. Well, that's going to make this a lot easier.
Hopefully, because we got a lot to go through here.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll give you the luxury of starting first. What is your first draft pick for the top six PlayStation games?
First draft pick will be Spider-Man 2.
Spider-Man 2, dang. That's funny because I was thinking about choosing Spider-Man 1 just to be a little crazy.
Not Spider-Man 1. I mean, that changed the game for sure. But
No. I'm not trying to pick. I mean, I will try and pick like my favorite of what I assume is the best game, but yeah, I'm like, I'll cause a little chaos. I'm not afraid.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm just going to italicize the two that we didn't pick because I don't see the strikeout thing. Anyways. All right. I am going to pick. Ooh, do I want to pick God of War 2018 or do I want to pick God of War Ragnarok?
I mean, it's the same situation as Spider-Man where the first iteration changed the game for sure, but the second iteration always, it polished it.
It did.
Same with Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom, you know.
It did. You know what? I'm going to go God of War Ragnarok or God of War 2018.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, I think it changed the game so much, and you could say that about any of these titles, but I think it deserves to be on there for the first inaugural. All right, next pick.
I'm going to get a little crazy. I'm going to go Persona 5.
Ooh, nice choice. Okay, Persona 5. Hey, so I still have two picks left.
You got two picks left. I got
one. I'm going to get a little crazy, too. Let's do crazy for crazy. I'm going to put, I don't know. Do I want to pick Bloodborne? It's like, why the fuck would I pick Bloodborne? I haven't played it. I'll put Returnal on there.
Ooh, okay.
Returnal's going on.
All right. That's a crazy pick. I love Returnal.
That's a unique PlayStation game.
It's a unique game for sure. I think I gotta go. I gotta get Last of Us on the board. I'll put Part 2 as my
Part 2. Part I agree. Two. I would have put Part 2 on mine as well, but if I had to. I think a lot of people would have said Part 1 deserves to go on more, though.
Yeah, well, a lot of people are wrong.
They're not doing this podcast, though.
They're not doing this podcast.
All right. For my final pick, just to make sure it is safe, I will put on... I'm going to put on a Final Fantasy game.
Okay.
I think I'll put on... I'm playing Rebirth right now. It's a great game, but Remake was pretty iconic. I'm trying to just like the way that Remake disseminated that story from what I remember was pretty iconic. I'm putting Final Fantasy VII Remake on there.
Dang, Rebirth, that chapter 11, really, I got you, bro. It would have been Rebirth there if it wasn't
for Remake. If chapter 11, the second half of chapter 11 wasn't a thing. Okay, so we've locked in our top six. Let me remove the rest of them, actually.
Okay.
The ones that we eliminated. Yeah, the ones we picked and the rest of the franchises. Yeah. Oops. So
that also includes Final Fantasy 16, yes?
Did it?
I don't know. I mean, it's like, is that technically, I mean.
It is it's the same franchise, but.
It's such a completely different game.
It is a completely different game.
With the exact same, like, abilities. I don't know.
All right. We're having a debate. Let's make our lives easy. Let's just remove it.
So now we have eight
left. For the people at home, we have Horizon Zero Dawn, Horizon Forbidden West, Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart, Uncharted 4, Bloodborne, Astro's Playroom, Gran Turismo 7, Helldivers. All right. This is going to be how we do this. All right. First, I'm going to randomly seed
RNG.
Hold on. Let me see. Random. Uh, We're going to do RNG. Let me see if I'm looking for like a random seed to like just sort list.
You were going to sort, or we're going to rank or tournament these eight or the remaining? No.
So I'll let you know in a second. Give me a second. Okay.
You're crafting.
Yes. Okay. I'm crafting right now. Let's see if this works.
What's he building in there?
Okay. It worked. So I found a random, I went to sortmylist.com.
Okay.
I plugged this list in the sortmylist.com. Now these top eight are randomly sorted. And now the sort is Horizon Zero Dawn, Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart, Gran Turismo 7, Helldivers, Astro's Playroom, Horizon Forbidden West, Uncharted 4, Bloodborne. All right.
Okay.
What I'm going to do is we're going to do a random name generator, a random number generation.
Okay. All
right. Now, I'll let you pick. Say odd or even.
Odd.
All right, odd. So each game that gets an odd number gets added to the list. When we hit eight, it's over.
Each wait. Say that again.
I'm gonna roll a random number for each game on the list. Starting with Horizon Zero Dawn.
I see. That's
if it gets
crazy.
An odd number, they're added to the list. This is how we're doing first random.
That's
first random selection.
Okay, sure. Go ahead. I feel like this is not fair for the last.
I mean, I did it randomly. I randomized the list.
Order
it.
Okay,
and
go ahead.
Now I'm doing it again. All right. So I'll do 1 through 100. Okay.
All right.
The first number is even. Horizon Zero Dawn.
Horizon Zero Dawn stays losing. This is insane. All right.
For a crazy save. If you can guess the number between 1 and 100, I'll keep it on the list.
I don't want it on the list.
All right. Well, it's gone.
Yes. Want it bad enough.
None. Random name generator or number generator. Even. Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart is eliminated from the list.
That's crazy. I thought this was going to be.
Do you want to guess?
Do you want to guess
the number to try and save
even?
It?
Even 76.
Nope. All right. Gran Turismo 7 is our first.
No.
I knew this shit was going to happen. Gran Turismo 7 is our first entry to the list with a solid 75. It secured its spot on the in the bracket. This is Gran Turismo's first ever ticket to the April Annihilation player bracket. They're all excited for their. What this means for the franchise. All right. Next game, Helldivers. And just like that, we have our top 10.
Let's go.
Helldivers makes it with a 25. We have our top 8 for PlayStation. That is Spider-Man 2, God of War 2018, Persona 5, Returnal, Last of Us Part 2, Final Fantasy 7 Remake, Gran Turismo 7, and Helldivers. Let's go, baby. They're representing a pretty solid list. Representing the PlayStation side of things. You know, it's not completely OP, but it's still very solid.
What is going on with this door? There's no way.
I opened the door this time. Floor was on the other side of the door.
Oh my God. I thought you were. I swear, y'all, he's haunted.
I'm not haunted. But you know who is haunted? Xbox. With their string of brand woes. Let's go ahead and do our little draft for our top 20 Xbox games. I think you started first last
time.
First. So I'll let you get the last pick here. Obviously, it's really no question to me. Psychonauts 2 is my first pick.
Okay.
Easy.
I'm going to go with Hi-Fi Rush.
Nice choice. Hi-Fi Rush. Oops. Next choice. I think I'm going to go Ori 2.
Okay, sure.
I'm going to go Ori 2.
Solid pick. You're going Ori 2? I'm going Gears 5.
Without, if you didn't add that, that was probably going to be my last pick. Gears 5 is added. Now, this is... this gets immediately tough.
Yeah.
I got one more pick. Damn.
Think hard.
Do I go Starfield? I mean, do I go Forza Horizon 5? I mean, that game's a banger. Man, what the... I'm going to go... okay, I'm going Forza Horizon 5. That's a banger.
I am going to get crazy here because we didn't have it on the indie list. Cuphead, you're coming through, baby.
Okay. Cuphead's making it with over a strong lot of Xbox
games. Cuphead, that's my near and dear.
Okay. All right. So next, you know what happens next. We're throwing it to the Agent of Chaos here.
Come on,
the Agent random of Chaos. Algorithm.
And this time we've got way more games.
Well, how's that about... possible? Oh, because we were deleting. So it really is going to come down to this original sort that we do.
Yeah.
Because once we look at the bottom list, yeah, these. All right. Oh, God.
Can you copy the new sort?
Yeah, I'll copy the new sort on there. Oh, God. A new sort goes like this. COD Warzone at number one. Hellblade at number two. At number three.
I mean,
Iron Life at number four. POW World at number five. Forza Motorsport at six. Outer Worlds at seven. Grounded, Flight Simulator, Starfield, Deathloop, Sea of Thieves, Halo Infinite, and Diablo. I would argue 10 through 14 are probably the most noteworthy games on the list, and they are not making it. That's
insane. There's always a chance.
All right.
Let's get to it. 1
through 100.
Oh, no.
COD Warzone is on the list.
Let's go.
COD Warzone is on the list.
I think it was good for its time. When it came out, it came out at a critical time for a lot of people.
That's right. It was a game changer. Did it top Fortnite's whole flow? Maybe.
Yeah.
But that's neither here nor there.
They put the COD twist on it.
All right. Hellblade I wouldn't be mad at.
Is it making the list?
Unfortunately, it is not making the list.
No, Senua, please.
Senua is not making it this year.
Up next, next game.
And with that, we have our top 10. Pentiment has made it on the list.
Bro, so here we have it. Why didn't we just randomly select out of these, out of 1 through 14?
What do you mean?
Like, why don't we just do like random number generator between 1 and 14 and pick one like
that? Oh, honestly, that's such a better idea.
I thought that you.
I mean, it's the same thing. It's really the same thing. You think it makes it more
you're right.
easy, but it's really the same thing, to be honest.
I need somebody to crunch the numbers for me. Give me the probability.
Yeah, the probability is even more random the way we're doing it. Because you're doing two levels of randomization.
That's too much.
All right. Anyways, Nintendo. Let's lock it in. Go ahead and pick first.
Oh, God.
Sorry. For people at home, the top eight Xbox games are Psychonauts, Hi-Fi Rush, Ori 2, Gears 5, Forza Horizon 5, Cuphead, COD Warzone, and Pentiment. And for the record, as everybody knows, the seeding is a big part in the March Madness bracket. Highest seed plays lowest seed. And I've just decided right now, the seeding, instead of trying to randomize it once again, is just going to be the order that we have selected these games.
Okay, sure.
So we'll keep seeding as it is. So Nintendo, your first pick.
I got to pick this one because after the disrespect I heard on the Crossplay Conversations podcast, it needs to go to the top. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Y'all were too disrespectful off rip. Y'all were just like, I mean, I guess it could, you know, we could bring it. I guess it could make the top 20 list.
That does sound like me.
But then in the same breath, y'all out here, I forgot what was the other game. There's some other Wii U like port that y'all were like, oh yeah, yeah, we gotta have this one on the list. I was like, what are y'all talking about? What about Mario Kart? Why are we hating?
You're saying we're acting a little crazy. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I put in Mario Odyssey. Mario Odyssey is probably one of my favorite Switch games.
Wait, wait, wait. Do we follow the we have to
these are two different. These are we're not doing that.
Because they're not like a sequel. It's not like a
like two whole different genres. We're not doing that.
Okay. All right. All right. I mean
I would say Mario Odyssey removes like Mario Wonder, and Mario Kart 8 would remove, I don't know, Smash Bros.
Mario Kart 8 does not remove Smash. What are you talking about?
It's just like a random variety game.
Would Pokemon Scarlet remove Arceus?
We have to do that. Yeah, we can't be that, putting
there's
two.
No way. They're different games. They're completely different games.
All right. I mean, this might be handled on its own, depending on how we pick.
Okay.
Put Mario Odyssey on there.
Okay.
I'll take Mario Wonder off.
We're corrupt, bro. I feel like we're corrupt.
I mean, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Go ahead and pick one.
I'm going to go ahead and pick. Also, yeah, Tears of the Kingdom, Breath of the Wild. You can only do one of them has to
get eliminated.
Yeah. Well, that being said, I'm picking Kirby Forgotten Land.
Oh, I thought you were about to pick.
Hell.
I'm not leaving shit up to chance after I've seen how the last couple go. I'm putting.
You got to pick what you want.
I'm putting Breath of the Wild on there. Sorry,
Tears of the Kingdom. Breath of the Wild or Tears of the Kingdom. That's great.
Breath of the Wild was just too game-changing. It was just too game-changing when it came out.
I respect it, though. I respect it.
All right. What else? What's your last pick?
My last pick on this would be Super Smash Bros. Ultimate.
Okay.
That one can't be left to the chance. That would be crazy.
And then my pick will be Animal Crossing.
Okay. Yeah, honestly, I like that. Any of the rest of these mofos can just, you know, can rap. Don't forget to take Tears of the Kingdom out.
Tears of the Kingdom, okay. All right, Tears of the Kingdom. Am I missing anything? Does anything else have to come off? We don't have any
threes on here. Damn.
We do got a lot of threes. Nintendo was going crazy with the threes. All right, sorting, random. Oh, forgot to take Animal Crossing off, so I'll just remove that one, and I'll post this list here.
Okay.
Sorted list. All right, this is interesting. Starting
this is
at
an
top,
interesting list.
Metroid Dread, Fire Emblem Three Houses, Pokemon Arceus, Xenoblade Chronicles, Mario Tennis Aces, Bayonetta 3, Splatoon 3, ARMS, Pikmin 4, Mario Superstars, Luigi's Mansion, Scarlet Violet.
This is a crazy list. Right. This is a crazy order. This is a crazy list.
I'm not mad at this one, though. This is probably the one I'm least mad at so far. Number generator, Metroid Dread does not make the list.
Dang,
unfortunately.
No love for Metroid. All right.
No Metroid Dread love.
Fire Emblem.
I swear I hit the button and it looks like Fire Emblem does not make it with the 98.
Ooh.
Sorry, Metroid Dread.
That's crazy. We're moving down the list.
Pokemon Arceus, our first
Let's
upset.
Go.
Making it on the list.
That is definitely an upset game right there.
Broken-ass game.
I love to see it, though. It was very fun.
All right. Next game. Xenoblade Chronicles does not make it. Oh, Lord. Please.
No.
Please. No. Like this. Please not like
why
this.
Why do we even put Tennis Aces? Who said Tennis Aces?
Mario Tennis Aces is on the list.
No.
With an
no.
81.
No.
They made the list. They
I
are
still
in the bracket.
Remember. I revivid memories of us playing this shit.
Oh,
and it just did not work. Weren't we not even able to play? No, we weren't able to do duos. We get 1v1.
Yeah,
we couldn't
duos.
Do duos. And I was like, bro, let me go online. And we could have whooped. We definitely could not have whooped, bro. I don't know what they were doing. I felt like I was garbage at that game.
All right. Final list. All right. And once we have the list, we'll have the seedings. I'll make the bracket and we'll actually figure out how we're going to do the matchups in a future episode.
Okay.
So we got the indies. I think, did you pick first or did I pick first?
I picked first.
Okay. So I'll pick first here. Gotta support my boy Tunic.
Oh no. You're about to hoe us, bro. I feel like I need you to pick certain games and you're not about to come through for me. I already know.
I don't really care what your agenda
That's
is. I gotta put Tunic
okay.
on there.
Oh God, I have. Let me see how many games I need. 1, 2, 3.
I don't care what you need, brother.
I need.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
5 picks, but I only got 3. Okay, let's see. We are going to start it off with Hollow Knight. No. I gotta do me. I gotta put me first.
Wow.
I'm putting me first. Binding of Isaac Rebirth. Which includes all the DLC.
Okay. All right.
I gotta put Isaac me first. Rebirth.
Okay, he says he has to put him first, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, second question or second game, without a doubt.
Okay.
Outer Wilds.
Okay,
there we go. I cannot leave that off the list. Without a doubt, Outer Wilds is making it. No question about it.
See, I knew I could trust you. My number 2 pick is going to have to be Hades.
Okay, I respect it. Now, I think here's the question, right?
Yeah.
I did pick Tunic first. Which
why did you pick Tunic?
Which
first?
Looking back, might have been a mistake. I'm not gonna lie, might have been a mistake. But what's done is done, and I actually love the fuck out of that game. But I have one pick left. Now the question is, looking at this list, I mean, what my heart is saying right now. Oh God, I was gonna say It Takes Two, but Celeste and Hollow Knight are on the list, and I can't in good conscience leave either of these out. Now I can force your hand. Force your hand. I could pick It Takes Two, and I know you'll have to pick one of those two.
Okay,
but you might not. That's always a possibility. You might just do something crazy and not do that. So what I'm going to do is I have to pick Hollow Knight. I can't leave that off the list.
Okay.
As much as I think it's a toss up between Hollow Knight and Celeste, but I can't leave Hollow Knight off the list. It's literally like a coin toss, but today I'm feeling Hollow Knight in honor of Silk Song, possibly coming soon.
And that being said, we'll round it out with It Takes Two.
Oh, I'm Celeste off the list.
Celeste, that was an easy. I love Celeste as well, but I think It Takes Two. Just kind of, it takes it.
Wow, beautiful. Well, I know Jonathan of all people is not going to be happy about this, but
that's okay.
It is what it is. You're not on the podcast right now, Jonathan.
Yeah,
so that's your own fault. That's a personal problem. All right. I mean, this is the good thing about the indie list is that it's solid. All right.
Correct.
I think it's really hard to lose here, no matter what we get. That being said, I'm about to sort it. I apologize. We have Flora in the background doing her little grunts and groans, and my crisp trial has run out for the day.
No. So
pardon that young lady. But did I sort it? I did not sort it yet. Something. I feel like something messed up. But
Daniel Mullins is in your computer right now. He's hacking.
Let me just do that one more time. Let's see. What the heck? Okay. I guess I didn't mess up, but we're gonna keep this second randomization. Cocoon refused to move from the top. It refused to get sorted. So Cocoon is staying. I sorted it twice and Cocoon had refused to leave.
Cocoon said, put me in the game.
These are the numbers. Cocoon, Celeste, Balatro, Inscription, Shovel Knight, Katana Zero, Super Hot, Disco Elysium, Rocket League, Undertale, Hotline Miami, Dead Cells, Stanley Parable, Enter the Gungeon. Outside of Dead Cells, I'm like, a lot of these games have a good chance of making it up there.
Yeah, that's true.
Or like a lot of the best games have a good chance of making up theirs. Like Celeste can be, also Celeste gets a shot. They just got to roll.
You just got to roll. Baby.
All right. Starting from the top. First game to get in. Cocoon. Rolling a 90. Cocoon does not make it in.
No. Cocoon. After all that hullabaloo to stay at the top, Cocoon didn't make it.
Doesn't matter. Next game. Celeste.
Let's see.
Rolling a 44.
No Celeste way, does not Celeste. What are we doing?
Celeste does not make it. Bellatro.
This is the game about RNG. This is a card. This game is a gambling RNG. Game. Will it gamble its way onto the list?
Yes, it does. With a 25, Bellatro makes the list.
That's crazy.
And that leaves one spot for the indies to represent all of the independent developers that take a chance. Will Inscription be the last entry?
I'm telling you, Daniel Mullins has hacked you.
He has hacked me in the reverse. So he doesn't want to be on there. 64.
Come on, Dan.
Shovel Knight, an iconic indie. One of the grandfathers of indie acclaim.
I would say grandfathers, but it's up, man.
It doesn't matter what you say because it is on the list. Shovel Knight takes the last spot. So for our indie bracket, we have Tunic, Binding of Isaac, Rebirth, Outer Wilds, Hades, Hollow Knight, It Takes Two, Bellatro, and Shovel Knight. Now, these are our four regions defined. I will make a bracket. And before we end the episode, let's talk about how this is going to go down, because I kind of have an idea. I have an idea to build a bracket, an online bracket, if I can find a good service. I'm thinking about letting people vote on it, like letting people vote on the bracket if the service allows it. And based on the votes, like user or listener votes count a certain weight, our votes count a certain weight. And then we have one more random generator to also give each game a certain weight. So based on the score of all of those calculations, we'll figure out who advances to the next round in each matchup.
That is complicated as hell, but I love it.
So basically, if I pick Spider-Man, we'll give it 2 points. If you pick Spider-Man, we'll give it 2 points. If three people from the community pick the other game, that gets 3 points. And then random will give Spider-Man another, 2 points or whatever to give Spider-Man the victor. Does that make sense?
So we have three
different scoring systems.
So with a third scoring system, that random only affects our points. It only adds on our points.
The random will be like the random will be its own scoring system. So we have like judges votes, which is like, I don't know, 60%, fan vote, which is 30%, and random, which is 10%. And basically what we'll do is depending on the seating number, it'll either be like an odd number or even number, probably. Interesting. We'll just do it like that. Whoever gets the random point gets it. And that way we'll imitate some random fun. But don't worry about it.
All right.
I'll reiterate this whenever I get back from my trip. I'm excited. I'm excited about this little list we got here.
April Annihilation.
April Annihilation begins now. Before we wrap the episode up, is there anything you want to say, get off your chest before we send the little people packing?
I think that, although I don't play this game that much, I think we should have at least thrown Risk of Rain on the indie list.
I mean, I haven't played Risk of Rain. So
I know folks, if you're into Risk of Rain, you're too far in. Like you're in too deep. Omari, too deep. I know you're listening to this. This man had, let me pull up his Steam profile right now. It's at least 500 hours.
That's
too many hours.
There needs to be an intervention. Yeah,
my Steam's not loaded. That's too much. I'm not getting the exact numbers, but don't worry. We'll put you on blast at some point.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely not okay. 500 hours, yeah.
That's all. Anyways,
all I have to say is I hope I can build this bracket so everybody can vote. This is going to be great. Who do you have a prediction on who will win it all?
Who will win it all? Dang, that's a tough scenario. I honestly think that it will end up going to either Nintendo or indie. It'll be between those two.
Okay.
And
you have a game?
Shoot, man. One of the Outer Wilds is looking pretty tasty.
Ooh. I know. I was just about to say Outer Wilds.
Of I know us.
Yeah, so
I know Outer Wilds will go vote a lot. Far. Okay. It should go far.
If it's not Outer Wilds, my pick will be probably God of War 2018. I think we'll probably be able to push that pretty far. Now, knowing our listeners, they're going to fuck the whole thing up. So depending on how we weight this, that might influence some things. Persona 5 might go all the way some for some reason. Animal Crossing, Jose might vote 5 times and get Fire Emblem 3 Houses in there. Wait a minute.
How he gonna do that?
Exactly. I need to make sure it can't be rigged. But yeah, I'm excited to see how this turns out. I'll have a couple weeks to think of the rules while I'm gone. So be prepared.
Right. I'm ready.
With that, I appreciate you guys for listening. Don't forget, rate us on Spotify, because as you know from a couple episodes ago, Apple, they're too convoluted over there. Rate us on Spotify. Unless you already have the Apple app open, then you should be able to rate us and write a review there. Otherwise, if you're not subscribed at all, subscribe to us on your podcasting platform of choice, and tell your friends about us. If you want to participate in the bracket, make sure to join the Discord at playerplayerpod.com/Discord. That way you will be there with all the update information, with all the bracket links, all that good stuff. Maybe I'll allow people to fill out their own brackets. Since I'm going to be gone for a week, they might be able to fill out their own brackets to predict which game is going to go all the way.
Okay.
But until then, as always, big shout out to Aaron Miller for the intro music. Follow him at the Miller Child on Twitter or Instagram. You can find me on social media as the Hoop Man, where the E is a 3. You can find my co-host Arsene here as Pax Arsenica on Twitter and Twitch, or Arsene Lakpa on Instagram. And until next time, guys, keep gaming.
Game on, folks.